Miss Bernice doing today?
Frog hair split three ways. How's your day going, Patrick?
Good. I'm enjoying the beautiful sunshine.
My weather station says 52 degrees and a 5 mile an hour to 7 peaking from the northwest. And it's supposed to get better all week long. You just can't beat a deal like that, Patrick.
You sure can, and I'm going to enjoy all of it I can enjoy.
Go down to Verizon and try to get my phone taken out of this phone case. I can't get it out. I found another one I like better. I don't know if they'll help me or not. And then we're going to go to, Bernice wants to be dropped off at Hobby Lobby. And then we're going to go down to the kids in the south part of Greer and pick up some spice racks that the daughter from Michigan and their family and Amy's family from here bought Bernice for her birthday here last month. And, wait, it's still February. Anyways, back on February 22nd. And we was down there the other day, but they weren't home, and we left them some eggs and some stuff and come back, and Amy said the spice racks were sitting there on the counter, but we didn't see them. But that's the plan of the day. Where are you headed to?
I'm up here in around Traveler's Rest, Marietta, and Slater. And then this afternoon I'll be down around Berea and that area.
Well, I'm going to have mow grass again for the second time this week, by golly. The grass is looking beautiful out there. The only thing we've done to it so far is put some fertilizer on it. And then, of course, tend to the chickens. Nothing exciting going on that I can think of.
First thing, is it not, Tom?
You got that right. Oh, I'm just sitting there watching an old western on on the Grit Channel. Boy, the sun's reflecting off of that house across the street so brightly, I can't hardly see that direction. But it's a big screen TV, so I can see it pretty good. Big Samsung TV had a panel fall down in the back of it. It was only about 6 years old, and I gave it to the son-in-law, and he was able to take that apart and fix that. He just tickled to death over our loss.
You could fix it, and good that you, I guess that it happened, he could give it to him to do, man.
Another one, but I don't see a great deal of difference in this QLED from the regular 4K HD. We didn't get a real expensive one or nothing, but it's still supposed to be better, but us old-timers, we can't see the difference, and most of the old shows that we watch aren't even made in that kind of resolution. So it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, I remember watching old picture tube TVs growing up. And I remember the first time I seen one of them flat screens, how much better the picture looked. Now I'm like, I don't know, I like my old picture tube better sometimes.
Oh, they are a lot better than that. They're wonderful. And my gracious, the price has come down immensely from what we give for our first one. Bernice has still got it over on her side of the basement. And then I had a plasma TV in the basement for years. And the price has come down so much that I give that one to the grandson to put up in his room because he's a gaming fanatic, of course, like all the other kids. He was just tickled to death, but gosh, it played fine. Everybody said, oh, it'll get into your ham radio stuff. No, it never did. But haven't seen too much on the air lately. Speaking of the HF bands, I did working guy in Peru last night, you know, on a different band than I worked in before in 2016, and he remembered that. I was surprised. But with these computers, when you get the call sign, it tells you, and I guess I worked him on 30 meters back in 2016.
Figured out how to get into that, where it puts stuff in, logs it for you like that. So I'm still working on that. But Chad, me, and Daniel all put up an antenna at my house this weekend. We had quite a time doing that Saturday.
One fine friends right there, Sincero TR. Just order yourself, go online, and November 3, Fox Juliet Papa N3FJP. And order that program, and you'll love it. And it's, if I can run it, believe me, Patrick, you can run it. You don't need to spend a lot of money on ham radio deluxe and all of that. Just get that N3FJP, and you can log them, and you can send them up to Logbook of the World if you're in the ARRL and take QST. If not, you'll still have your log there. And it's free for the rest of your life. And they even have a bunch of different programs in there. You can select it, like if you want to do a contest or something, which I don't do, but a lot of guys do. They'll use that particular program for contesting. But it's all inclusive. It's there, and it's about, when I bought it was $50, so it's worth every dime of it. And there's a lot of guys here that run it that they could afford, anything, and yet they still run N3FJP.
Into that when I get home, when I can remember it, if I have to remember to write it down. N3JFP, correct?
FJP, N3FJP.
FJP.
I texted it to you, but I don't know if your number's in my phone or not, Patrick. But if not, call me up or ask Chad about it. He'll know. And if not, he'll give you my phone number. And it's very, very easy to get. And I give you my word, you'll love it.
Phone number, Tom, I can text you right to you. When I get somewhere where I can do that, I try not to mess with that phone while I'm driving.
Me, I don't mess with it. If something dings on there, I just push the button on the back of the holder and give it to Bernice. And I've taught her how to text now, and she just got to do iPhone 12 mini, and she's happy because they said the other one wasn't going to work anymore on this 3G. And so you have to update to 4G or 5G, I guess. Anyways, she's doing a good job of learning to run it, although she's very reluctant to change phones, let me tell you.
Sometimes I don't blame her. I just get tired of the constant change sometimes. I just get used to something, and it breaks or it don't work, and now I got to try something else. It's like I can never get ahead of the game.
That's facts, and they ain't cheap. But they had a deal that was $300 off on it, being just an i12, and they've already come out with 13s. And so it was pretty reasonable. It wasn't too bad. Not like it was when I got me and the grandsons. But that's good. They're getting more reasonable all the time. And we don't use ours for things like most people use them. We just use them for a telephone 99% of the time. And Bernice very rarely uses hers. But, I think between the two of us, it's a little over $70 for two phones. And 5 gig of data, I think it is, which we've never used that yet. Because we don't watch movies and stuff like that. But the daughter and the grandsons and all them, They got that phone in front of them all the time, and I just don't believe that's the way to go, but that's the way life is nowadays.
Yes, sir, it is. KO4HKX. I'm on mine way more than I want to be, and I catch myself just sitting there looking at it, and I'll have to put it down and walk off and leave it alone for a while. I have to remind myself that I don't have to be attached to this thing.
This is NZERO-TR. But you know, some of the dumbest thing I see is people walking through, for example, Walmart's parking lot, looking down at their phone, and, you know, a lot of people get hit because people will start to back up, and they just run over them. Or they'll walk across the street there, and you got to slam on your brakes for them because they aren't even looking for a car. As far as I'm concerned, that's a death wish.
To be aware of my surroundings, I try to only use mine when I'm somewhere where I'm safe and sit down, and or I'm leaned against the wall or something, you know, where I'm not moving to where I can focus on it.
It's like it's a part of their arm to have that phone in their hand. I'd almost bet you that guy that fell off of, I think it was Angel Falls this last weekend. I think he was, I thought I heard him say on the TV or someplace that he was leaning out to take a picture over the falls or something, went over the falls, something of that nature. But they do it every year, and they put out signs up there not to go beyond this point, and they steal the sign and throw it away.
You mean up in the county where I live, we have a lot of waterfalls, and we have a lot of visitors that don't heed the warnings that the rocks are slick and don't get near the edge, and they have to go be rescued at the bottom quite a few times, and it generally doesn't work out too good for them.
A cousin of mine went over a dam up in Farlington Lake up in Kansas, and he lived, but if he'd have hit in a different spot, he'd have been dead. And everybody kept telling him, don't get near the edge down there, Dennis. And he did, and he went over the edge. And that moss is slicker than snot on the doorknob.
I learned as a kid not to get too close to the edge, and I still heed that today.
Being an old river rat, and we fished on the rivers and in the strip pits and the creeks and everything else up there. And frog hunted at night and all, and you find out how slick that stuff can be, and how when you walk out in the river that there's sinkholes in it that you're not expecting. And you also learn how powerful the current is if you're lucky enough to survive.
I've been there. I grew up playing in the rivers around the house and around the waterfalls and under the waterfalls, but I definitely learned to respect them real quick.
On a riffle one time in the river, in the Osho River, and I was laying down, and me and my buddy Tobe was out there, and I was laying down trying to get the current to catch me. And you know, it finally did, and it scared the heck out of me because it held me down for a ways. And it was just like you were challenging, you know, all these stories you'd heard, and you had to find out for yourself. Well, that could have been the last thing I found out. Well, when you're young, you do some crazy things, but I don't know why anyone would take a sign away from a waterfall when they want to go out there and you're going to walk around it. Why would you take down the sign and maybe cause somebody else to get hurt?
A lot of people do a lot of things they do in nowadays, so there's just no answer for that.
Back up in Kansas, they shoot the road signs for target practice. They not thinking that, you know, if somebody doesn't read that the next time, it might get somebody killed, but they still done it.
they'd shoot the signs, they'd steal the signs, and then you'd ride around the roads and you'd see the signs up on the barns or wherever, and just shake your head, and, wow, you know where that one come from.
Yeah, they walk among us, that's for sure. Shoot. Well, Patrick, I better let you go. I just want to say good morning. And Bernice said to tell you hi. She's sitting over here listening to us. And we're going to make like Willie Nelson and get out there on the road again. You have a good day and, most of all, a safe day. This is NZERO TR.
Good to talk to you this morning. And you and Miss Bernice, be safe out there and have a good day. And I'll talk to you on down the long. KO4 HKX. And I'll be clear. 7-3.